Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Well, it's good news for Mississippi as the Supreme Court recently declined to hear two cases challenging the constitutionality of a Mississippi law known as HB 1523 that allows religious organizations to refuse or hire persons or provide services to LGBT people in situations that conflict when they're sincerely held religious beliefs. That's the topic on the table today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mead, Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com.
Yeah, the High Court's refusal here, it leaves in place the law, as you mentioned, Holly, known as HB 1523. It prevents the state of Mississippi from taking, quote, discriminatory action against persons who act in accordance with religious beliefs that marriage, quote, is or should be recognized as the union of one man and one woman. And among the decisions covered are hiring, adoption, or foster care. Mm-hmm. So groups like Catholic Charities and others who provide adoption, foster care, and so forth could not be discriminated against based on these laws. The provision of gender reassignment health care is also one of the protected areas where, for instance, a Catholic hospital or a Christian, a Lutheran or, you know, Protestant hospital might say, no, we're not going to engage in these gender reassignment, which is a violation of Christianity and the mm-hmm. Christian faith. And also providing personal services such as baking or photography and so forth. So these are even, you know, just religious based organizations or even businesses that have at least some kind of tangential religious purpose or message are covered under this law. And unfortunately, Holly, we have seen that these SOGI laws, these sexual orientation, gender identity laws, are being used, and really their primary purpose is as a license to discriminate right. against particularly Christians who want to live out their faith on a day-to-day basis and certainly have every right to live out their faith in the context of the workplace. These laws are being used to discriminate against Christians who say, no, I can't bake the cake, you know, for the counterfeit gay marriage, or no, we're not going to, as a Lutheran hospital, we're not going to help mutilate and sterilize a gender-confused person. Or maybe the church says, no, we're not going to hire an out and proud, openly homosexual person as our receptionist or to our as a youth minister or something when their lifestyle is in conflict with biblical sexual morality. This law would protect the rights of those faith-based organizations not to be compelled to violate their conscience and to violate the clear teachings right. of Scripture.
Right. And the key, I think you said, lifestyle. You know, it's a choice. People make choices in life regarding their sexual behavior. You know, all people deserve respect. All people are created in the image of God. And so we don't discriminate against any individual person. But the choices they make, these different Christian businesses, Baronelle, the florist, you're seeing Melissa Sweetcakes, the baker. We're seeing Jack Phillips, the baker in Colorado. You know, we represented Kim Davis, the Kentucky County Clerk in Kentucky, who didn't want to sign the same-sex marriage license. You see all these issues coming and these Christian businesses and individuals being attacked because their choice to stand with their sincerely held religious beliefs and not hire or celebrate a same-sex union is being attacked. And so that's a real conflict we see as far as freedom of speech.
Yeah. And to be clear here, we need to make sure that people understand that it is an apples to oranges comparison. Frankly, it's offensive when people take their certain aberrant sexual temptations or desires and to apply license to it, and they act on those temptations and engage mm-hmm. in aberrant behavior, men with men or women with women, things that the Bible clearly says are outside of the bonds of the parameters of what is sexual morality. To compare that, for instance, and say, oh, if you don't hire me, I identify as gay, right. or I identify as lesbian. I have embraced this particular sin temptation and acting upon this particular sin, and I have embraced this sin as my personal identity, for you not to hire me is discrimination against me based along the lines of something like race or age, or it is so offensive. And I know so many in the African American community, they have co-opted and hijacked the language of genuine civil rights.
Right, trying to make a race issue,
And applied it to sexual license and these bizarre sexual proclivities and behaviors. And to make this false comparison is not just clearly false. It is highly offensive. And as my old friend, the late Pastor Ken Hutcherson used to say, big African-American, former Dallas Cowboy football player and pastor, he used to say, don't compare your sin to my skin. Well, guess what? There is a civil right. There is a civil right that is among our first civil rights in the Bill of Rights, in the United States Constitution. It is the right of freedom of religious expression and the right to free religious exercise. That one is in the First Amendment for a reason. And to somehow juxtapose so-called gay rights up against that and say these newfangled gay rights is a civil right to engage in these moral wrongs, to say that that is somehow equivalent to a First Amendment right is absurd. I'm sorry. When those gay rights come up against the right to freedom of religious expression, though the civil right to religious liberty trumps it every single time. The Constitution is clear.
You know, in this case, you know, there has to be a personal injury by state law to require this legal challenge. And in this particular situation, two organizations, the Campaign for Southern Equality and the Joshua Generation Metropolitan Community Church, had filed this suit saying they had been personally injured. Well, the Supreme Court stated that the challengers did not prove that they had been personally injured by the state law. Therefore, there is no case. So, you know, to say that you've been injured because of your personal choice and sexual behavior does not equate.
Yeah, and well, they called it a stigmatic injury, the court did, and said, and they said that the advocates here, these homosexual activists, even only claim to suffer a stigmatic injury, you know, stigma associated with their lifestyle choices and aberrant behaviors, and that somehow this law, by reaffirming the First Amendment right to freedom of religious expression for these folks, that this law would somehow create a stigma, that did not produce a cause of action. It did not give them standing, and so that the case could not be heard, that the federal courts would not hear such a case. So this is a big victory here and hopefully sets the table for similar laws around the country. Frankly, we need a federal law to reaffirm, as RFRA really does, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, but we need a more specific law that covers these areas, because these SOGI laws, again, are being used as a license to discriminate against Christians. Hopefully this will set the table for other state laws and potentially even a federal law, once again reaffirming the civil right to the free exercise of religion.
But not just discriminate, Matt, but I mean, you're talking about people losing their businesses. You're talking about Sweet Cakes by Melissa was fined thousands of dollars because they would
hundreds
not
hundreds of thousands of
hundreds
dollars.
Of thousands of dollars because they would not make a cake for two women, you know. And again, they'll serve anyone, just like Jack Phillips, the cake artist in Colorado. He will serve anyone. He'll offer anything to anyone, but he cannot, against his religious beliefs, he cannot celebrate a same-sex union with a wedding cake. So now, at this point, he has had given up 40% of his business because 40% he was making wedding cakes. And so he's had to downsize tremendously his employees and seen a great hardship, and as well as Sweet Cakes. I mean, her husband has now taken a job outside of his area of expertise in order to help them survive.
They're ruined. They're ruined reputationally. They're ruined financially. And again, it's this license to discriminate against Christians for their religious faith, up to and including destroying these individuals reputationally and financially. And that has got to come to a stop.
Right. So please join with us. You know, you can make a difference in this battle. It sounds like things are getting darker and darker, but we continue to stand for these areas in religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the family. Please join with us. Please pray for Liberty Counsel and stay informed at our website at lc.org. There are so many cases already in 2018, and so you can partner with us financially as we continue to restore the culture in this new year. That's Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.